out of town, start of the Easter long weekend, or maybe you're just battling your way home. Today the Premier tries to defuse the stadium issue by agreeing to rebuild one, not two, of the stadiums.
Our community wants a government that does its homework and listens to them. And on this occasion, we've done both.
So will this win over the public? Also today, game, set and match in the tennis. Our Channel 9 has snaffled the tennis from Channel 7, but could dumping the cricket be part of 9's plan? Peter Cox first up in this half hour, and Steve Smith about to face the cameras at Sydney Airport. So what will be the tone? It's all ahead, ABC Radio Sydney. Well, a tradition going back 40 years ended today when Channel 9 snaffled the broadcast rights to the tennis. It'll cover the seasons from 2020 to 2024. So how did 9 pull it off, and what does it tell us about the priorities of the big networks in an era of streaming, YouTube and downloads? Well, media analyst Peter Cox is here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rick.
They really wanted this, didn't they?
My word. This is the biggest news we've had in television in a long time. 40 years they had the tennis at 7. And, you know, there was an unhappiness that last year, that it wasn't last time, it wasn't put out to tender, wasn't put out to the other people who might offer more money. So this time...
And why was that? They had a cozy deal, didn't
they? Yes, you know, the 40 years is a very close relationship, hasn't it? And it's been a very successful relationship for both 7 and for Tennis Australia, right? So that you know, people were upset about it. So this time 9 went in, and obviously went in very seriously. And for $300 million for 5 years, $60 million a year, they've picked up really the December-January period of the year, which is a good period for them to pick up with a sport that's very popular.
Okay, how much more is that than what 7 was paying?
Oh, look, it is considerably more than what 7 was playing, right? We expect those to go up. However, you've got to understand, free-to-air is in very tight economic times. I've been saying for quite a while that really sport has been a loss leader for the networks, particularly Olympics and big sporting events like that, and often the football. So they lose money on doing it, right? And that can't go on now because they don't have the other programs. If you have a loss leader, you've got to have the other programs that make all the money. Now they don't have that, so they can't afford the loss leader. So I've been saying, yes, they've got to hold back on paying so much money for sport. And the reality is coming home now. I think the tennis deal sounds like a reasonable deal, but, of course, the cricket is going to be the interesting one.
Okay, so you're saying, look, let's not get too overexcited about $60 million a year. In a different climate, it could have been even more than that.
Well, it could have been. I mean, you know, remember the football codes, you know, the AFL went for $2.5 billion for 5 years, and the rugby league didn't quite, you know, just got a bit over the $2 billion, didn't quite catch up to that. So the tennis is a much more restricted one. Now, the cricket, of course, that's always been, you know, quite a big code to have, and particularly across that time of the year when you want to fill programming, when you don't want to be having to put on good programming at that time, you want to hold it back for the rating period.
Okay, so James Sutherland, who we've all heard a lot about in the last few days for all the obvious reasons, the boss of the cricket, he was looking for something like $850 million, it was said. So he's now got two problems, hasn't he? He's got the ball tampering saga, but he's also now got the fact that Channel 9, the traditional home of the cricket, has just sent a bit of money out of their war chest.
Well, having just watched the Hugh Marks interview, that's the chief executive of 9, the elephant in the room was obviously literally no discussion of the cricket. And he really just gave it one sentence where he said, you know, we've had the cricket for 40 years and we, you know, yes, we'd be interested in continuing it, and that was about it. So you have to think that perhaps 9 are going to take the tennis and necessarily be worried about getting the cricket in the future. So, yeah, that's a big step for them to take. And, I mean, yeah, the tennis was $200 million on the last contract. It's $300 million this time. That's a 50% increase. But I don't think cricket was going to get that. Cricket has been dropping in popularity, and along with a lot of other team sports in Australia. You know, the AFL has done well, but if you look at the NRL and the rugby and golf and tennis and cricket, all have been suffering a drop in participation in sport over those times. And a drop in viewership. I mean, in the rugby league now, they're wanting to have smaller grounds. They need to be able to put an audience in behind the camera shots because they're getting empty seating all the time.
It's still better off than drama, though, isn't it? Because drama's got all this competition from the streamers, from Netflix, from Stan, etc., etc., comedy shows, all those sort of things. Sport is still the thing that has to happen on you know, network live TV, isn't it?
Yes, and that's, look, there's two drivers there. One is news and the other is sport, and of course sport is the big one. You do need sport, you do need to drive your mass audience. I mean, the remaining argument that the free-to-airs have is we are the one place you can go to where you get a mass audience. Now, that mass audience, of course, has been diminishing over the years. I saw this trend starting 10 or more years ago, and it has been falling. But, yes, sport is the last home for that. So, yes, television needs sport, and sport needs television.
OK, but you're saying that the era of the record prices, every time these contracts are negotiated, they double or something, that's over?
That has to be over. I could not continue to go on. They could not afford that. Look, there's one other thing, Richard, for the future, and that is, what about the FANGs? That is, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google, right? Those companies are huge. They have war chests that are unbelievable size. They could buy any of these sports out of their pocket money. Right? They've put their toes in the water overseas with buying some sports interests, but they haven't gone a big way yet. The football codes come up in the next 2 or 3 years to be renegotiated, and I wonder if those big streaming services will then become players. Now, that might...
OK, but isn't that where our anti-siphoning laws come in? Because we don't necessarily want these things to be taken off free-to-air television.
We don't want them to be taken off, but at the moment, and that's why the ACCC is having an inquiry into Facebook... And the other streamers, is that they aren't submitted to the normal media regulations that we have, and then certainly not included in the anti-siphoning provisions.
To go to the back to the cricket just before we finish, you're saying that James Sutherland has got just been delivered today another problem on his plate.
Definitely. Cricket has real problems at the moment. We are a generation that used to go to the cricket and watch it and follow it. I think those habits have changed in life.
So you think there might be some things in Channel 9, hey guys, we better bid high for the tennis. We better make sure we win the tennis because we might let the cricket go.
Two quick points, Richard. One is tennis is female orientated and every television network wants a female sport, hard to get. I am involved with Bridge in Australia, and we have something like 36,000 members play Bridge in Australia, and 26,000, 70% of those are women. So, yes, having women is a very attractive proposition for the tennis. The second thing is it's in January. That's the period before ratings start in the second week of February. That's how Seven got to take over from Nine back in 2007, was off the back of the tennis. And I think that Nine can see that would be a great way for them to start the ratings years by starting with the tennis.
OK, I don't want to watch you playing bridge on television, though, Peter, come on.
We would love to have bridge on television. That would be the ultimate.
That would be. How much are you going to charge for that? Broadcast rights, 10 cents? And I bid 11.
OK.
Peter Cox, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Richard.
There's media analyst Peter Cox from Cox Media as, Channel 9 snaffles the tennis, maybe with some implications for poor old cricket. Another blow in this worst of all possible weeks for James Sutherland. You're listening to ABC Radio Sydney.
Traffic, ABC Radio Sydney.
Yeah, are you heading out for the Easter break?